You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Phone
right there.
Don is showing us text messages on his watch.
There's Jeremy right there.
Better learn some show tunes. That does sound like something I'd say.
That's what you said.
I did. Well, that's because I thought Tony was here early and you had to find a way to amuse
him. I am going to be here at 8:30. That's what you said.
That's right. That is true.
And right there on my watch. And I could take your picture. Can you take your picture? That's all right.
I don't need you to take a picture of you with your watch.
I'm going
to
take a picture with my watch.
This is...
it's creepy, right?
Our technology show of Radio for Winners. It's going to be good.
It's creepy.
Who makes that watch?
This is Samsung. Mm-hmm.
Not a sponsor.
Can you do a call on it?
Yes.
Now, how's the phone quality? I think you look like a jackass talking to your watch.
I think you do look like a jackass.
I saw the LeBron James commercial with that.
That's what it is, yeah.
And
you look a little like a doucher.
The watch itself is kind of
like
big.
A doucher.
It's not a small watch.
That guy with his phone looks like a huge doucher.
It reminds me of one of those calculator kind of watches. Remember those?
A what?
Like the one where I had to...
No, what did you say?
The calculator built in.
Calculator. 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 Turn in calculator. Yeah, no, so, I mean, that's the size of it.
Yeah, it's a watch. If it's a watch-sized watch, good.
Yeah. I mean, it's the first evolution of the product. I mean, this is what everything's going to be in the future.
You mean watches you talk into?
I mean, things that you see on the Jetsons are going to be real.
So then, it's a speaker.
Robot
so then you
made that
person.
I can have sex with? It's going to be awesome. Can't wait.
Walk your dog on a little walking platform. Not sure where your dog's going to go to the bathroom, but that's not for you to be concerned about.
In the future, we breed that right out of dogs.
Because
no pooping.
You live in the sky, not on the ground.
No pooping.
Nope. Nope. What did you say?
Everyone will hear your conversation then when the...
Well, yeah, it's a speaker.
That's just like walking around
speaker.
With the Bluetooth. Everyone can hear your conversation then.
Yeah,
your
but this
side
has got
it.
This is like a built-in speakerphone into it.
But I got to hear two-way conversation. I got to hear the other person.
Yeah, you talk into it, and
it's awful. That's awful.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
does it have a headset available?
No, it's you. If you want to use a headset, you just use your Bluetooth headset, or you put the phone up to your ear and not use the watch.
What if I don't want to use a Bluetooth headset?
Then you talk into it like you would normally talk into a phone.
But you're talking to a watch.
But you don't have to talk into the watch. You can just talk into your phone and not use the watch.
But how will I get my car to come save me when I'm being held captive?
Can you download apps?
Yes.
What kind of apps can you download?
You can download...
I got one that tells the time.
Radio for Winners, Tony, Jerry, Don.
Hey, I love it.
Another week, gentlemen. Man. It doesn't get better than this.
Oh,
guys.
It doesn't get better than this, guys.
I apologize if I'm not very good this episode. I'm very much like a bicycle. I'm too tired. I've slept about an hour last night. I'm sorry.
Too tired.
Yep.
Wow.
One person's laughing at that right now, other than me. I'm laughing like a madman as I listen to this in my office. But everyone else is kind of staring in disbelief like Tony just did at me.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I got up at 4 this morning because my son wanted to get up and he wanted to go downstairs and play with trains. He was very determined to do this. So I was up at 4 o'clock playing with trains. And then I had to go to work. And then I came home and came right to a podcast. And I wish I was asleep. So,
do you wish you were asleep?
Yes.
Is that yawning?
Yes, I do. That yawning did not help me. I'm probably going to be more mumbly than Tony today, although I can say calculator.
I said calculator.
I know you didn't.
Calculator.
Calculator. Calculator.
Yeah, I'm a little sleepy.
All right.
A little sleepy.
Your son went to play with trains.
I did at 4 a.m.
I love that.
Dad! And I said, no, go to sleep. It's early. Look how dark it is outside. Mm. And he was like, yeah. let's go downstairs and play with trains.
Oh.
It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. What do you think Tony would have done if he had a kid, a son, that said, Daddy, you want to go downstairs and play with trains? What do you think Tony would have done?
I think he would have said, son, we don't have any trains. We only deal in sadness here.
He would have said, son, Daddy's got to go run. I'll be back when the sun goes down.
I am going to have to run into that at some point where I'm like, hey, I can't play with you, son. I have to go run. I had to look at Spartan Race pictures.
Hey, Billy, have you seen Daddy's flap jacket that he uses to run with?
The weighted jacket.
The weighted jacket. Have you seen that?
I put those reflective tape strips on it because I don't want to get hit by a car.
I'm the weighted jacket.
With my headlight on.
Billy, you know what I admire? The weighted jacket is symbolic of all the emotion that I carry with me.
What I admire about you, Don, is that...
that I don't spend time with my family?
You don't spend time with your family, but you're also a handyman. Like, you get things done.
I got a screwdriver in my hand right now.
I look around the garage.
Why? You had two phones in your hand a minute ago.
I did. I don't know why the screwdriver's on the table, but I'm just fiddling with it. Yeah, I get stuff done.
I feel like you're constantly doing stuff, constantly having projects.
Yeah, I like projects.
And you would actually send an email earlier this week saying that you fixed a garbage disposal.
I didn't
fix. It
wasn't
so much asking. It was
look
asking.
How mad he just got.
I didn't fix. I replaced the garbage disposal. Can any of you do
that? I've never had to do that. I can fix a garbage disposal.
How
I've
do
done
you
that.
Fix it? What, do you take the little Allen wrench in there? Do you even know that was called an Allen wrench? Take the little Allen wrench in there and you just twist it around?
Sometimes that helps, but a lot of times that doesn't work.
All right. Well, how do you
actually,
fix it?
Well, I had to actually go in and take it apart.
You took a garbage disposal apart?
Just the outside. To get it was like a paperclip thing jammed in there.
I took it apart. Took the paperclip out and put it
I
back
in. I got
together.
In there real
That's what I did.
Good.
That's what I did.
Yeah, so my garbage disposal was leaking.
But this is the
so
first time I've owned a house in the last ever, so I would never have had to replace them before. I would have just called somebody and said, hey, your garbage disposal
is broken.
Could
you replace it if you needed to?
I could, I think, but I've never done it to prove it, but I think I could.
Could you? Do you think you have the wherewithal to do that?
No, I don't.
Could you fix a hole in a wall?
No.
Like if there was a hole, like a drywall hole.
How big
a
of a hole?
It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's a 4 foot size hole. Could you fix that?
Does the wall have to be smooth afterwards?
I put a chair in front of it. It's done.
He fixes the hole. He puts a chair in front of it. It's like, wow, the wall's smooth. Why is it so lumpy right
there? Look at
that
chair there. Paper mache.
What is all that? Why do you have a newspaper shoved in there from 1982?
It's a pinata. I've got Tootsie Rolls in my wall.
So you fixed it, Don. How long did it take you?
An hour.
It takes me
took it apart, put a new one in, got a more efficient one.
Now, to put a light bulb in the car.
I'm sorry?
Like the hell like If you were
so
out,
if your car's go button was broken, what do you do?
If you were switching out the bulb,
drywall, paper mache, there you go.
If you were switching out the bulb in a headlight, how long would it take you to do that?
A bulb in a headlight.
Well, sometimes you have to replace the entire headlight depending on the card.
Let's say you're not doing that.
And nowadays with the HID headlights, you actually can't fix them yourself. That I'm aware of.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I think they're full of gas, so you have to actually take them somewhere.
My car.
So you're saying those lights are a lot like Tony, huh?
Hey!
Oh, bing bong! I'm on fire tonight.
But since Tony's driving,
Tony's actually going to turn the mic off and leave.
Since Tony's driving an 82 Accord,
yeah,
there are actually four screws that you slide the square light bulb out, and then you slide it
I've
back
got a
in.
Sweet 85 Festiva. Hope
yeah, it still takes me 2 hours.
Road trip,
two-door Ford Probe.
It's going to be awesome.
It's a nice road.
We're driving to Vegas. RFW car.
Road trip.
Join us.
Yeah, but could you do any of that? I mean, are you handy?
I could do it. I mean, it's, you know, you have YouTube, you can look up clips how to do it. It's not that hard.
All right. Okay. Well, I like doing that type of stuff. I'm just letting you know in case, you know, one of you has something you need handy done.
You just want us to get you out of your house.
I really am looking for somebody to have a project for me to have to come and spend time at your house.
If you want to paint my walls where it's too high for a ladder, you can do that.
Generally, I can come over and get the thing done in about 15 minutes, but nobody knows that I can get it done in about 15 minutes.
It takes you 8 hours.
It takes me 8 hours. We sit there and we drink and eat chicken wings.
Sounds great.
And it's fantastic.
Don's handyman service.
I should do that.
I'm not surprised that Tony doesn't believe he could fix a garbage disposal. If there's one person, I'm not very handy, but if there's one person on earth who's less handy than me, it's Tony.
That's true. I won't deny it.
Do you own a tool?
I do. Have some screwdrivers.
Do you have a
hammer?
Do you have a tool? You have a toolbox?
Yeah.
What do you got in the toolbox?
Skittles, like
like your toolbox.
My tool chest.
You had a tool chest that was 15 feet tall. Nothing inside of it.
I emptied the tools out so that it wouldn't. Doesn't matter.
In the top drawer are the red Skittles. I separate my Skittles.
Yeah, I do, but that had, they were not in there.
Second drawer is orange, then yellow. There's anyway. No purple, as you can see, because I eat all those.
It's all filled up again, yeah. By the way.
Of tools or Skittles?
Skittles.
All right, good.
I'm on a diet.
What is in your toolbox, Tony?
I mean, basic tools? Like, what kind of question is that?
I bet there's no tools in there. Basic tools? What kind of question is that?
Yeah, I mean, I have adjustable wrenches. I have screwdrivers. What am I supposed to have?
Tony's
there?
Looking up tool names on the internet right now.
I don't
he
have...
He just said adjustable wrenches. He has no idea what the fuck that is.
Well, I want an adjustable wrench for you.
I've got.
When you do what? What are you doing? Rubbing a nipple right there? Or are you actually?
What's that wrench called? Where you you
it's can, a crescent wrench.
Crescent wrench, yeah.
Okay.
Got one of those. Maybe two.
I wish we could see the universal gesture
he just made.
A hammer, and I have a lot of nails.
Okay.
A lot of nails in the toolbox.
What are you nailing?
I've been nailing a lot of stuff. That
was the perfect opening for your mom joke. I would have been very excited if that occurred.
You went to a book signing.
I did go to a book signing.
Good segue. Dead on.
Speaking of nailing.
Yeah, we were talking about kids. We could have used it then. No. Let's talk about tools first, then go, hey, Don, did you go to a book signing?
Yeah, you know the author, Brad Meltzer? Is that his name?
No.
Never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
You've heard of him, right?
No, I really.
I've heard him on another radio show that is a little more popular than us.
Another radio show.
I don't
show.
Necessarily want to use the name because I don't want him to, you know.
It rhymes with smelly it.
Yeah, By the way, I was real side story. I was listening to Don Geronimo on the way in.
Oh, how was
God,
that?
He's terrible.
It's because he's only good if they're all together.
It's just not
It would
fun.
Be like one of us doing a show by ourselves. Would it be any good?
No, it's not good when we're all
it's
together.
It's the chemistry.
Well, this is not the right time to talk about my gaming podcast coming out in June 2014. We're all going to play Dark Souls 2 together. I'm going to tell you about my time on it. It's going to be amazing.
I don't really like Elliot in the morning either.
I like Elliot in the morning.
I can't stand the laugh.
The laugh is pretty, but I can't say that because I have the second worst laugh on earth. He has the worst, and I have the second worst laugh on earth.
He was there yesterday with his sons. He's not a tall guy.
No, he's very short.
Yeah, yeah.
He sounds taller on the radio.
But he looked very tired.
Like, I would say he's about 6'1", 6'2". And then I go in there, he's only like 5'4". And I was like, I can't believe he's so short. I walked over to my son.
I thought he would be a black.
I could just pick you up and put you in my pocket. You're so short. I can't believe it. I thought you were like 6'1" or 6'2". I can't believe it.
I walked up to a guy thinking it was him. It was Manupo.
That's the longest Tony's talked in like 5 podcasts.
It's true. The last two, he basically just said,
I think Tony's coming back. I think he's back. No. I think he's back.
His depression meds are kicking in.
Anyway, Elliot was there with his kids, but he did look miserable. Like his wife said, hey, you need to do something with your boys and take them out and do something with them. So he took his
kids. He gets up early every day, though.
I realize he's up at, you know.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
maybe it's because he wants to play trains.
So Brad Meltzer writes these like, you know, books about...
political thrillers.
Yeah, but like, you know, like you know...
Historically accurate political thrillers.
Right. But there's also, like, he also does that TV show, like...
Bigfoot
about...
erotica.
No, but it's about, like...
Lost me then.
What is the hidden treasures of the U.S.? Like, you know, conspiracy theories, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now
Something Decoded is his show.
Right. Now he writes kids' books, too. And that's his favorite thing, is to write kids' books.
Well, if you've clearly read enough kids' books... They're pretty easy to write.
Right, but he's writing like accurate, spot on accurate kids' books. Like, the first
one. A square has four sides.
No, the first one's
by
about.
By Brad Meltzer.
The first one's about like Abe Lincoln. The other one's about like Amelia Earhart.
It doesn't
and
include the assassination at the end.
It doesn't. I don't know.
Abraham Lincoln's Night at the Play. A book by Brad Meltzer.
Yeah, yeah. So we get to this.
It's a pop up book. A terrifying pop up book.
Amelia Earhart, Rosa Parks, and Abe Lincoln. Right? What?
I'm just thinking about all the, like, two of those, you know, like, they died young.
Yeah.
Or younger.
Yeah. Well, he wants to write one about the girl. He wants to write one about the girl with the lemonade stand that did the cancer thing, and she dies, but she does all good with the cancer raising.
Well, you've ruined it. Now I'm never going to read it.
So anyway, so C-SPAN is there taping. Right, so
well, you know what? No one watches C-SPAN, so no one knew that until you announced it, and no one listens to the show, which is sad.
Right. So, who has more viewers or listeners, C-SPAN or
we clearly have more listeners than C-SPAN?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think you might be right.
We do. No one watches C-SPAN.
So C-SPAN's there taping it. All the kids are in the front row, and my kids are up there. And Brad Meltzer starts asking questions, like, you know, who has questions, you know? So the kids start raising their hand and asking questions. And all these kids are asking, like, you know, tell us more about Abe Lincoln or tell us more about Rosa Parks. Like, asking, like, really intellectual questions.
Did your son ask if he wanted to have sex with a robot because he listens to the show?
My son has got his
hand
raised.
My dad's gonna have sex with a robot with an 8-year-old girl.
My son.
We have to go.
So my son's got his hands raised, and my daughter's got her hands raised. My daughter gets called on. She says, can you write a book about Iron Man and how awesome Iron Man is for my brother? And I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, oh, I would get sued, sweetheart. Yes. You know, I don't own the rights to Iron Man. I mean, he's being
Iron Man's not real.
Yeah.
Like Tony said, Santa Claus wasn't real.
Right. Right. So I was just a little embarrassed that the question that comes out is about Iron Man. But, you know.
Did your son get to answer a question?
No, he did not. He you know.
His follow up was.
Because I think his sister took his question like,
it's
oh, damn.
It's not really that.
Damn.
I mean, it's coming from a 6-year-old. It's not like it's a
But there's other kids that were asking.
It's not like it's
like
a 7-year-old. Then it would have been embarrassing.
Yeah, like 17.
They were asking an intellectual questions I felt for young kids, and mine asked one about Iron
what,
Man.
What were some of these intellectual questions that the 6-year-olds were talking?
Tell us the process for getting a book published.
No way. No
I swear to you.
No kid cares about that.
I
Those
swear
are
to you.
Planted
Your
questions.
Daughter asked a better question, in my opinion. I would like to read
it. How long does it take for you to write a book?
See?
Well, a children's book, an afternoon.
Can you write a book about Iron Man?
Let's see. I think that's not a bad question.
All right.
That's a bad
now,
question.
Actually, that does bring me up to one of the questions we had for our Radio for Winter listener question segment.
Do we have music? Do we have music for that?
No, but I'll go ahead and I'll add some.
Can
in.
We get some music?
Radio for Winners. Question and answer.
And now it's time.
This is a listener
Radio
question.
Radio for Winners.
This is one of the most erotic questions we've been given. Do you think your kids are dummies? Not targeted directly at you. A group question. Do you think your kids are dummies? A listener of ours believes his kid is, quote, a dummy, but they seem happy, so I should be fine with it.
Wow.
But his kid is like 5. Mm. Your kids are you know, what, 6 and 22
four, six,
and something?
6, 4, and 2.
Yeah, right. And mine are 2 and 0.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that they're old enough to know if they're dummies yet. I mean, not like they have a problem, but I mean, literally, like, are they not that bright? I don't think you'd know yet.
No, I don't think...
Because kids do dumb crap no matter what.
I don't think my kids are dummies. Now, my oldest, she, for some reason, cannot stand properly. And what I mean by that is...
This took
a
turn.
Yeah. She falls down standing still. Like, you know how, like, kids run around, they fall down? She can fall down just standing still. She'll fall off a chair. She'll fall off. So maybe it's pointing in that direction, but I think it's still a little too soon to declare her a full-on dummy.
I was just more looking for a general statement, but I'm glad to know later on this will be used in someone's therapy.
No, yes, yeah.
But yeah, I just think it's too early to tell if a kid's a dummy.
I don't think my kids are dummies, no.
I mean, every kid does something dumb, but...
Yes. Well, we do
his
dumb
example,
things as adults.
His example was that his kid got her foot stuck in a playground slide to where they had to call the fire department.
Okay, I've done that myself. Last Thursday.
That is embarrassing. How did you do that?
He's not joking.
No, he's not joking. He's dead serious. He's got a whole story about it.
How do you have to call the fire department to get unstuck?
It's a kid. They didn't know what else to do, so they screamed until they called the fire department.
Don well, if the foot watch. Got in, how do you get... I use my watch. If you got the foot in, you can get the foot out.
Kit, come help me. I'm stuck in a slide.
No, you're not a dummy.
Well, I don't think I'm a dummy.
No dummy kids.
I don't think so. I think it's too... I would not be surprised if my kids were dummies, but
I don't think
they are.
My kids are smarter at their age now than I was when I was a kid. I was a dummy.
Well, you know, you are the happiest person I know, so there's probably some truth to that.
There's probably straight up truth to that. The question is, would I be happy in what I working at Taco Bell? And I
there's
think the answer is yes.
There's a woman that lives in my neighborhood who's kind of slow, and she's always talking about her nephew, and she's like, William's walking, and he's talking. And it's like her nephew's like 9.
Yeah, that's not as impressive. Not as impressive.
Come on.
Yeah, but I think, you know, listener, I'm talking directly to you. Your kid is not a dummy. Your kid is adventurous, but not a dummy. Hang in there. Everything's going to be
hang
okay.
Hang in there, listener.
Hang in there, listener. Curly.
She probably is concerned why her dad is so sad, though. So maybe put on a front or when you're around.
Maybe get yourself one of them watches that has a camera on it as well, so you can take pictures.
It'll be fun.
With nobody knowing. Nobody knowing.
That's the creepiest reason to have that watch ever.
I have a leftover.
I like to ride a lot of public buses, you know what I'm saying. What?
Yes.
I have a leftover Christmas story.
Okay.
If you guys would like to hear it.
Something like Christmas stories a month later, but go ahead.
Yeah. This is like actually a late gift that I gave to my parents, and I just gave them a gift card.
Herpes.
Dunkin' Donuts.
That's a great gift.
Herpes. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I give them a gift card because I didn't really want to buy them anything.
It's a gift card because I care.
So I go over and visit them, and they give it back to me. They're like, we don't really go to Dunkin' Donuts. So then I decide to use it.
Nice.
And it's got like $4 left on it. It had $4.69.
But now, do you think they used it and didn't tell you? Or do you think that when you bought a car that was already used? Did you buy it on eBay? Because that is a poor choice.
I bought like a Walgreens.
Now that becomes an awkward question because maybe you did buy a used gift card and didn't know it, and your parents think you're too cheap.
They're like, this asshole gave us a $4 gift card.
This asshole gave us a
$4.19.
$4.98 gift card. My son bought us. Now let me ask you a question. Did you actually go to a Dunkin' Donuts to buy the gift card?
No,
you take the lazy way out and bought it at the Safeway.
I bought like at a Walgreens.
It didn't have to be Safeway specifically, but you know what we were aiming at.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go.
Safeway was our sponsor. Now they're not because you mentioned Walgreens.
Bye bye, Safeway. Bye bye.
We're down to just Lido's again.
Damn it. So what did you do with the gift card?
I still have it. I haven't checked in to see if there was another transaction. Now what I think might have happened is I think the cashier actually rung it up as $4.69. somehow, because maybe I bought another item that cost that amount, and that's how much she actually put into the gift card.
But you would know when she charged you how much was on that card.
So you have $4.98 on the gift card, and your coffee was $25.
That was expensive coffee.
Wow.
All I know is I threw out the receipt, so I have no way of actually knowing how much I actually paid for that gift card.
You should go back to that Dunkin' Donuts or that Walgreens.
We could use that as part of the Radio for Winners football pick'em picks prize pack we haven't given out yet.
you could ask for some security camera footage to see if they can pull back that transaction.
I'm going to do that. I'm sure it's going to go that you real
should,
well.
You should
like,
do that.
Sir, you can get down.
You should do that. What else you got going on, Tom?
Actually, this is similar, but not really. We got a check from a relative, an aunt we don't see very often.
I thought you meant the show got a check, and I was getting kind of
excited. Me and my wife received a check as like a, congratulations on your new baby gift. It was a check for...
Show me. Drum roll. Should I drum roll?
I don't have the check with me.
Oh. Sorry. You don't know how much the check was for?
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, it was $100. It was a nice gift. Oh, okay. I mean, no complaints. Now...
I'm trying to figure where the story's going. Sorry.
Well, the question is, do you send thank you cards for gifts along those lines?
Do I send gift? Do I personally?
Do you think you should send a gift card?
The proper answer to that is yes, you should. The actual response that I would give you is absolutely not. You're a man. You never send a thank you card.
Okay. Well, I
no reason to send one.
I agree with that.
It is my wife's aunt, not mine. I mean, she's my aunt by marriage, so whatever. But so it would not be my responsibility.
Now, your wife would want you to send a thank you card.
Well, she did send thank yous. However, this aunt, most recently, this last few months, got really, really annoyingly into Facebook. Like, she's on all the time. She's constantly posting things where she can clearly does not know how to use Facebook properly, but she's on it.
Okay.
And so my wife sent her a very lengthy thank you message, private message
on Facebook.
Via Facebook,
okay.
That had a lot of information. And it wasn't just like, hey, thanks for the check. It was, oh, thank you so much. Here's what we're doing. Here's how life has been, blah, blah, blah. So weeks go by, we don't hear anything, which we didn't expect or anything because that's how it ends. You send a thank you card or a message and it's over.
Right.
And she sends an angry, like, public message asking, did we get the check? Because she hasn't heard anything yet.
Wow.
So then my wife said, hey, we did send you a message. It was on Facebook. And she replies to the private message with literally just like screaming, this is completely inappropriate.
She wrote that back?
Yes. A lengthy. It was more than just this is inappropriate. It was like, this is inappropriate for someone my age and blah, blah, blah. But it was like, but you're on all the time. Is that inappropriate? Or is it that we're not 117 years old?
Inappropriate. I think it's inappropriate to ask where your thank you card is.
Well, I agree with that. But was sending a Facebook message. It wasn't a public message. It was a private message to someone who's on all the time. And it's not like they don't speak to us. They don't just use it to post pictures of, like, goats.
I would write a thank you note back with a check for $100 saying, we really appreciate, thank you so much, but we don't need your money.
Well, that was my thought, because I don't talk to my relatives.
Don't come to Thanksgiving
next
year.
Is to give back the exact same check.
You wouldn't do that, Don.
If it was my
aunt from my side of the family, I would 100% send that check back with a note, a very nicely
written
note.
But you've already deposited the check.
Saying, no, I did not. We did not deposit the check. Because no one goes to the bank anymore. Who goes to the bank? My money from work is direct deposit. Isn't yours? I never go to a bank.
Yeah, but do you take a picture of it?
Why would you take a picture of a check?
To deposit it.
No.
How do you deposit a check?
You go to the bank.
But you haven't been to the bank.
That's right. That's why I didn't deposit it yet.
Oh, okay.
And it's right across the street from my house. I just never go.
So is your response saying it's 2014? This is how people kind
of
do things now?
No. We did send a very nice thank you card with some pictures of our new son and whatever. But I wouldn't have either. Like I said, my thought was we should just reply with, you know, just sending back the actual check and saying, please never give us a gift again. It's been nice knowing you. I have no interest in ever having correspondence with you again.
I just would have sent feces.
Well, just a box of nicely wrapped feces.
I would wrap that check around my nuts and then put it back in that card and send it to him.
I'm not telling you, joking. You probably would.
I would do that, and I would maybe send a thank you gram, like get some singers to come and sing for him at the house. Thank you so much for the check. Now fuck yourself.
It would be amazing.
It would be.
But do you think it's that sending a written letter is now officially over? Like when we're 70, are we going to want written thank you notes?
No, because
we're guys. We don't want them anyway.
We went to a wedding recently. We gave my cousin a check for the wedding, and we did get thank you notes.
I gave out thank you notes at our wedding.
Yeah.
And I would give a thank you note out if it was like a baby shower. You do formal thank you notes.
But this was a baby.
It was just a baby gift for not. We didn't have a baby shower because it was not our first. So you don't have a baby shower.
Right.
So it was just a gift that we didn't expect. It showed up. And again, it's not like we've been just sitting around the house, like laughing that we got this check.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's been around the holidays. We had family in and out of the house. We're trying to get a one-month-old and a 2-year-old to do anything. We haven't even sent out birth announcements. We've done nothing.
Okay.
And she gets all upset we didn't send her a formal card.
Yeah, I'm there with you. I think that's...
We should call her right now.
We should call her on Radio for Winners.
I am not going to do that.
We should do it. I'll call her. I'll pretend that I'm calling from Facebook.
It's 443.
I'm from... Hello, I'm from Facebook.
Hello, I'm from the Facebook.
Hello, my name is Facebook.
Facebook Johnson.
Facebook has a British accent, too, by the way.
That's not a good British accent, but I'm very excited about it.
I think it's a pretty decent British accent. Sound like James Bond.
Wow.
Sound like James Bond. Oh, Tony, what's wrong? You okay?
Look a little sad.
I'm just letting you guys continue.
No, you were getting a little sad there.
No, I'm good.
Okay. I thought you had something personal you wanted to talk about.
Are you like a bicycle?
No, I don't really need to talk about that.
No?
Oh, fine. I'll do it.
What?
I had a kind of an embarrassing situation occur the other week.
Did your child ask about Iron Man?
No, that would have been fine. That would have been fun.
Was that aired on C-SPAN, by the way?
I don't know. We have to find out. Yeah.
No one, watched it because it's C-SPAN, but we'll have to find out.
Yeah, maybe we should see. Yeah, maybe. Go ahead. Sorry. Tell us your story.
Were you on C-SPAN?
I was on C-SPAN. Once.
One time.
Actually, you guys ever do those telethons for Maryland Public Television? You ever volunteer for those?
No.
I did. Wait a minute.
Why are we just finding out about this now?
I went to a horrible broadcasting school. And one of the things that they did...
I like that you went to broadcasting school. You can barely say a sentence.
I know. They should have...
You should have gotten a refund. They should have given you money so you would never mention their school name again.
There was one guy they had. He was there to
Bob Turk. You ever heard of him?
He was there to be
a cameraman.
And like he couldn't talk either.
But he's a cameraman. That's fine.
But they barely had cameras there.
Anyway, so you keep going. You did a Maryland Public Television telethon.
How did that go? Ring, ring. Hi.
So that one night they decided to volunteer.
What are you wearing?
And so I'm there and they're like, hey, whenever you answer the phone, you're going to get some prank phone calls. So whatever you do, do not react.
Oh, because you're going to be on camera.
You're going to be on camera. Do not react.
So it's just people calling with the filthiest crap?
People calling like, hey, I'm going to fuck you so hard. Hey, rat shit.
And meanwhile, you're like, that's great. Okay, sir. Well, it's about $35. Let me give you our number.
The Muscular Dystrophy Association thanks you.
your comments and your thoughts of fucking me so hard.
And also because these telethon drives are terrible, no one actually called at all. So what they want
do you have to fake calls?
You have to fake calls too. You gotta like pick up the phone. So for some reason, like you're getting this wave.
You have the phone upside down.
There's this guy stage who's like he was telling me like to pick up the phone. Like,
did you just wave back?
Hi, sir. Hi. I see you waving.
Why are you waving?
I see you waving. I panic and I went for the phone and I stopped midway and I didn't pick it up and then I just went back.
Somebody else got that call.
It was terrible.
Sally picked it up over there.
Oh,
did you actually get any real calls? People actually donate to those?
No, barely anybody donates.
Just people that want to fuck you real hard.
Terrible. Hey, I want to fuck you real hard. And plus, I want to give you
can I get that tote bag?
I'm going to give you a nice $100 donation. Nice $100 donation to the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Wrap it up. Another episode of Radio for Winners. Tony, Jeremy, and Don. That's it, guys. That's it for another week. Oh, man. Who is this?
This is the Future Heads.
2014, the year Jeremy picks all the music.
God forbid.
It's going to be good.
Happy New Year.
98% is going to be punk. 2%.
Harry Connick Jr.
See you next week. The sun goes down, the colors are replaced, and the darkness I awaits our invincible embrace. I need a double life, secret difference. We're following the lights, but we're lost in the haze. Sun goes down.
3, 2, 1, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.